This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're back. We literally saw each other about 14 minutes ago.
I
feel like I just left Andy and James at the airport because I basically did.
It actually happened.
Yeah.
What time did you get in yesterday?
In the afternoon.
I left between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
We were in Massachusetts for the weekend in Boston doing a 0.5K there. And so we all hung out all weekend long. It was a lot of fun.
We had a great time.
Great seeing everyone out there. And thanks
for
coming out. I
didn't see any of you guys.
No. I basically didn't. By the end of the event, I was wasted.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen.
You were on your way. I was like, okay, bye, Dave.
I knew that was going to
happen. I don't
know
what will happen after we leave you, but...
I stayed in control. I had to go sleep for a bit. I had to sleep some of it off. Andy, you powered through. Good for you.
I can't believe it. Well, Andy's a champion.
He's not going to...
What is he going to relax?
I'm a beast.
I was worried about him all day, and then I saw him, later before I left.
Well, I shook that hangover when we were taking pictures with everybody. I was so severely hungover. And I think you could tell in all the photos because I'm sweaty. I look very just...
shiny.
Yeah, it's just bad. And then I ate that food, that chowder.
Oh,
chowder.
The chowder stabilized.
And rebuilt all my cells, and then I was let's do it again.
Yeah.
And so I got just annihilated, man. I hadn't done that in a minute. I was throwing down in Boston. I ran into Dave and his wife and James and stuff, and I picked up some swag at an old bar. Guy listens to the show, and I was wearing a scarf.
No, he came back when I saw him. He had two scarves and a hat on.
Yeah, two scarves, a hat, and my sunglasses.
That's what happens every time.
They're what has happened in the time between we left him until now? A lot.
Was your flight home better than your flight there?
Oh, that goddamn baby, huh?
Gosh, that baby. It's always a
disgusting baby. That baby, I've been trying to be cooler with babies, not hate them as much. But this baby, it had a smell to it. You could smell it.
And you smelled that baby coming down the aisle.
Stunk. These people didn't clean its face. It had crust, mucusy stuff all over its face, and it was dropping Cheerios and eating them off the floor.
A stinky baby?
Oh, yeah. You can smell the baby, dude.
I smelt the baby because these guys came off, and then the baby came off.
Yeah.
And he rushed right past us with his baby.
But mind your baby.
It was a stinky baby.
Dude, clean your baby up. Clean its face.
You gotta clean a baby.
Andy, who's not familiar with the rules of the air, he was like, you can just put a baby on your lap?
Yeah, you got a loose baby in the mid-flight? He was what if we had some turbulence and that thing goes up?
That's a flying baby.
Well, and the guy kept being A, B, C, D, E, F.
He's not exaggerating
either. Jonathan, T is for... T is for what?
Tacos.
It's for tacos.
He's explained to him the overhead compartments. He's like, that's where the luggage goes.
Yeah.
We put all of our luggage in our suitcases up there.
The thing doesn't speak English. It's got crust on its face. And then he would be like, A, B, C, and he'd switch its shoulder. And then the thing would be looking at me, and I'm like, he's shaking it up. I'm like, he's going to puke whatever all that stuff is.
Oh, my God.
It was stressful, dude.
Oh, no.
It was so stressful.
Yeah, they both got off the plane quite disheveled.
Dude, upset. And he kept singing songs to it. This guy. I'm like, isn't that right, Jonathan? And that's his luggage. That's not our luggage, Jonathan. Jonathan, that's not our luggage, is it?
And the thing's he's busy. He's like, he's talking to it like it's a real man.
Yeah, I was like, it is not a real man. I'm like, that thing needs a... He can just clean his face off. Don't worry about its ABCs. Before you worry about cleaning the mucus off its mouth and nose.
And he did. He came off with the baby, and then he started talking to the baby and, holding the baby's hand.
Yeah.
The other highlight that Dave had was he saw Debbie Stabenow, which people, out of sight of Detroit won't know who that is, but
so excited.
He was so excited. I was she's an old senator. Is she a senator,
she's
right?
Super old.
Old senator with,
she's
some old
69,
lady hair.
United States senator, and her hair is just, if you Google Debbie Stabenow, you'll see her hair is just as majestic in person as it is in the pictures.
And that was the other thing Amber said. She said she had a nice set, and so Dave thought she meant boobs,
of
like
course.
Her nice set of boobs.
Yeah.
And Amber's like, me, everyone, all the women at the table, like, no, her hair, like, you set your hair, like, it's
that's
a,
funny.
A thing
just...
that ladies, old ladies go, yeah. They get their hair done. He thought it was about the boobs.
Yeah. Well, she does have quite a set.
He's so then he looked them up. Then he looked up her boobs.
I mean, she's got jugs. She's got old lady jugs, but she's got jugs.
Man, yeah. That's why I got it next time.
No one's ever talked about Debbie Stabenow's jugs.
Exactly.
He's the only one
exactly.
in the history of the world.
She's got a nice set.
He was so excited. He saw her at the airport and he sent us all
hey,
a text.
Hey, Debbie Stabenow! Nice jugs!
Hey, all right.
Nice jugs on you!
Come on.
You got a real nice set,
hey,
lady.
Hey, Dave Hunter! Hey, what's up, Dave Hunter?
I reported about you on the news.
Yes!
Glad to
love
meet
you. Love your jugs. Yeah. Love your hair.
Nice set.
Yeah. See, that's a crazy different flight than yeah. what I had, man.
Yeah.
I wish I would have upgraded to the old Comfort Plus because I was back there and that's
oh you didn't
got,
upgrade
things got wild back
yeah,
there
you
land.
Got upgrade
you get Debbie Stabenow and I get Jonathan
were you all the way in the back of the plane
was way
they
back
put
yeah.
the babies back
yeah
there.
I know I and the baby sat right in front of me ooh. And it kept looking at me with that uncomfortable baby eye contact
oh yeah
I'm still sore from my flight home
oh God
I'm still
oh,
sore
my God. Traveling with Chuck
honestly okay. You guys, we joke about Chuck Luck, but Chuck Luck is a thing.
It's
Chuck
true,
Luck
dude.
Exists in the world.
It's 1,000%
he was
real.
My travel partner this
yeah.
whole
yes.
trip.
So, yeah. James and Andy and I and our ladies flew out on the flight before Chuck and Lisa. Chuck and we, everything went, besides the baby, everything yeah. was perfect. We yeah. were on time. Yeah. Our ride was there waiting for us when we got out of the airport. Everything was great.
Yeah.
Chuck and Lisa are on the next flight.
Yeah, and going there was no drama at all.
No,
like
no.
getting to
it's
Boston, there's no drama. I was sitting in one of those extended rows. I had tons of room. There was only one person next to me, and it was an Australian guy.
Yeah,
and he didn't say a word to me. I didn't say a word to him, and everything was fine. Like there was no drama going there. But coming home, it was Lisa and I, and then there was going to be a mystery person.
Yeah,
we knew there was going to be a mystery person.
Sitting beside you guys.
In the row, and it's like, okay. And
I told Chuck, I'm like, because I'm an aisle seat person. I will sit.
Oh, you made him sit in the middle.
Well,
because
so
I told him, I was originally, like, you can sit somewhere else. I need an aisle seat.
Right. I was like, originally, I was in the window, and I was like, I'm not going to do that, and we're going to put some mystery person right in between. In hindsight.
Uh-oh.
Well,
so anyway, so I end up getting, I change it to the middle seat. And we get on the plane. Everything is fine. And then you see just a giant man. Not like a necessarily like big fat ass guy or anything. Just a giant person.
I think he listens to the show.
Yeah,
too,
I don't
right?
think so. He was.
No,
like,
I know he listens
because he
but
saw
he didn't
my
know
little.
You,
he didn't know it was
you.
Me, but he saw my little jacket. And he was like, "Oh man, sweet shirt." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, bro."
No, no idea
David
he was
Chuck
sitting next to you.
Yeah, no. So. He sits down. He's as like shoulders are as wide as the whole seat and half of mine. And so my shoulders are no joke either. And so I am like, well,
yeah,
there's
it was like two big shoulder guys.
It was
guys,
just two big shoulder guys trying to make it work.
Yeah.
No. I was like this.
Oh, isn't that the worst when you like
and
contort in like a weird way?
So
oh,
then,
the
whole and flight. Then I was.
Yeah. So like Lisa had to move. I was like, I'm sorry, Lisa, but basically I have to sit in half your seat.
Man.
And we were delayed, like on
oh
the,
my
like,
God.
Leaving because
oh
our pilot
God.
Wasn't there.
Well, yeah.
So
like, and I'm trying
to
get to I'm
pilot.
Trying to get to the tool show,
right?
And
oh,
so,
yeah.
of course, everything is
delayed.
Sorry, but listen, everybody, we had missed a Johnny Jokester, the guy from New York. We had a New York flight attendant. He was just like every second. He was like
so
the
many
closet.
Jokes.
Here's the closet. He was putting people's clothes in the closet. He goes, maybe I'll come out of the closet one day. I don't know.
God.
I'm like, oh my God, no. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious right now?
He did a routine.
He had a routine for every single thing that happened. He's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't mind it, but the pilot is not here right now. He had like, he was just Crazy.
He was crazy.
Oh, wow.
So it was delayed. Coming.
Delayed. And then we landed and there was no gate.
There was no gate. But then the whole plane was watching like the LSU-Alabama game, like the biggest football game, right? The whole plane. I could see the whole plane watching, right? And we're all watching. It's like the last 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And it's like down to it, and it cuts out, and the whole plane goes nuts, and that New York flight attendant was like, "It wasn't me!
It was not me! My God in heaven, that was not! I didn't hit a button! I didn't hit a switch! It's got nothing to do with me! All you crazy football people, just relax! My goodness, that wasn't me, because he was up there doing something, and people were like, hey! No, seriously, my God! My goodness.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So you're in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. You go to the concert hall for a night at the symphony.
Yes.
So excited.
You're there. You're looking wonderful. You're all dressed up.
Maybe I should touch myself.
No, you fight the urge, but you do leave your vibrator in your purse. In your jacket, rather, at coat check.
Okay.
And it, all of a sudden, starts going off.
Whoa.
Very loudly.
Louder than the symphony.
I think they've got some feedback or something.
Never heard the orchestra play this. Hard to concentrate.
Sounds like a lightsaber.
Sounds like a helicopter's coming in. What is that? Is that a turbine engine?
Disturbed people so much, they called in the bomb squad.
Oh, no.
They rushed to the Austrian capital where the vibrating bag was identified and examined for explosives.
It's okay. This is your problem right here. It's a woman's vibrator. It was very powerful. Very powerful.
I guess a cloakroom attendant had been gathering cloaks and bags for music lovers at this posh concert hall.
Cloaks. I just want to get a cloak now.
I need a cloak.
Chuck, you need a cloak.
Oh, my God.
We need a dress cloak.
Start wearing cloaks.
You should.
I want a cloak.
It's a good style for you.
They have a man cloak?
Probably.
A cloak's like a cape combo.
Yeah, it's like a cape with a hood.
Yes. We need cloaks.
They have that for men.
I don't know.
Men's cloaks? There's
men's cloaks.
Let's look it up.
That's
here.
That's
a nice one.
Cosplay.
That's the next time we go out.
There you go. Men's cloak.
Awesome. Yes.
Perfect.
It is perfect.
I mean, you look like
Robin Hood forever.
Wow,
after
you look
that.
Like
Robin Hood. That's true.
Giant nerd.
Definitely a Robin Hood
it's
vibe.
It's got a Robin Hood vibe, which.
I don't know.
These are
that's
for like
cool.
Fantasy.
There you go, Chuck. You need something like that.
Type in like dress cloak. Like a
man's dress cloak.
Dressy cloak.
Because these are all just hardcore nerds.
Shirt off.
Yeah, that's how I would wear
it.
Men's dress cloak.
No.
Yeah, that's how you should.
It's
no,
only
I don't
$10.
See it now.
You don't like it?
No.
That just looks like a long.
I don't know what that is.
It's only $10.
It's like a robe, like a short sleeved robe.
It was $200 and it's only $10.
Oh, there you go. You have a little fur collar.
Oh,
good evening.
That's very nice.
I'm here for the symphony.
Yes. My wife brought her vibrator.
Of course.
Where do I check that?
Oh, this one. What about that with the
there
chain?
We go.
Oh, I love it.
It's only $650.
Ooh, that's pricey.
That is more than I thought. Yes.
One was $10.
Yeah, one was $10.
This is entitled Real Men Wear Capes.
I love it.
It is capes. A cool look.
I'll look for Chuck and Andy at our next event wearing cloaks.
We should have cloaks.
We should have cloaks.
We should just, every peep show, wear cloaks.
So this happened the other night. Someone in the cloakroom realized that one of the bags was vibrating and called the cops immediately, thinking it was a bomb. After checking, there were no obvious signs of explosives. Using sensitive measuring equipment, they used an X-ray machine, which revealed it was just a vibrator inside a lady's purse.
The bag had fallen on its side. Officers were able to identify the cause of vibration. Therefore, they actually did not evacuate. The bag was returned to the woman who they had to inform her what had happened.
Jeez.
They wished her a pleasant evening.
Mm. Sorry
about
touching.
Wasted half her batteries.
Yeah, your batteries are going to need changing after that. That is a powerful vibrator.
Who keeps it? I mean, what we were just talking
half
about.
Half of the girls were like, which one was that one? Because it just stopped the symphony, so I bet that they...
That's powerful. That's powerful.
And we don't know who's to feel it, because every one of us has one here.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, God, is that mine?
Every Austrian woman has a...
Come on, really? No.
Yes.
Women don't travel with them in their purses often.
They're like a pervy bunch. They're a pervy bunch.
So you can just give it a little blast anytime they want.
Oh, my God.
It's inside.
Well, we just talked about... The ones that people can wear on their necklaces, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Guess women need them more than you ever thought.
They're blasting it left and right.
My guess is it's one of those little bullet ones.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bouncing
probably
around.
Modified it. Probably took it to some, some mechanic. Yeah. Modified
nuclear fusion.
This one is powered with pure uraniums.
All right. So let's check in 1 year later with the man who had the world's first total penis and scrotum transplant.
Here we go.
It's a man we all got behind, an injured veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces.
Yes.
A man who deserves, if there's anyone who deserves a new set of junk,
yes, it's him.
It's someone who has fought for our country.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
He is feeling whole again and recovering well, doctors report, in a case note 1 year later. The man, who remains anonymous, was on patrol with his squad in Afghanistan when Taliban fighters ambushed them. As he went to give first aid to another soldier, he stepped on an improvised explosive device hidden on the road. In an instant, the blast took away
everything
down there. He said, I remember everything froze. I was upside down. I remember thinking, this is not good. It wasn't. In the sudden explosion, he lost some of his legs and his genitals.
Mm.
This happened 9 years ago. At the time, there had only ever been one reported penis transplant performed on a patient in China back in 2006, and it was not promising. There were complications. He rejected the organ.
Yeah.
There were also psychological issues. This guy, though, they first met with him 2013. It took 5 years of preparation.
Yeah.
It's a complicated including thing. Them experimenting extensively on dead guys' dongs.
Yes. Mm.
Before they got a chance to try once a suitable organ became available. Three successful penis transplants had been completed in that time. Never one, though, that included the entire package, including the balls.
Right, because I think we talked about one where the guy still had balls.
Yes, and just got a penis.
And they just got a penis. But this guy's everything, huh?
Everything.
Wow.
Including the penis, the scrotum, and the lower abdominal wall all together. Something doctors had never attempted. The entire transplant weighing nearly 5 pounds.
So like that, just 5 pounds of flesh.
That's crazy.
Measured 10 by 11 inches.
Oh, boy.
And they're not talking about the penis there, I'm sure.
10 by 11. Well, that's that's the one you want.
But they
I'll
had
take that one.
10 by 11.
I'll take the 10 by 11.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the challenges, which involve stitching together hundreds of tiny blood vessels, only a millimeter wide under a powerful microscope, the 14-hour operation performed by 11 different surgeons was a success. But everyone was wondering, how will it actually work out?
Yeah.
1 year later, the organ has reestablished nerve connections.
Wow.
And is functioning as well as they could hope for. He has near normal erections. He has regained the ability to achieve orgasm. He has normal sensation to the shaft and tip and can localize touch sensation. He urinates while standing in a strong stream.
Oh, boy. Give it hell.
I was hoping for a positive update on Veterans Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got
this
one,
is
right?
The ultimate in veteran news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have children. They say this young man doesn't have children, but is happy with the decision. He's not in a relationship, but now he's thinking about getting into one.
Wow.
He's been through a lot.
Good for him.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, because the downside of these things can be so bad. Like if it was rejected.
Oh, right. And then you had all that hope. Yeah. And then it was taken away from you. Yeah. Like,
most importantly, he has improved his self-image. He says he feels whole again. He said he was struggling even viewing himself as a man for a long time, but he feels like his life is back on track and he doesn't regret it. He said it's one of the best decisions he's ever made.
I still think it'd be crazy. I mean, I know that you went from you had yours and then you look down and there's nothing there, which has got to be a mind trip.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah.
Anyway, but then like to look down and it to be a different one would be a wild thing.
Yeah.
It'd be
so
a really...
You'd have to really adjust and emotionally to the whole thing.
Yeah,
you would. Mm. I'll just decide it would be weird to have another man's dong.
Right. But I think it'd be much weirder to have, like, your own one day and then another guy's, like, 4 hours later. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. So they take yours off and replace it.
This guy had nothing for, like, years and years. Mm. And so that... The trauma of just that...
Right.
I think would lessen, like, wow, I got a different one now.
Yeah, just to have the hope.
The positive thing about this is now they can move forward with other people, right? Yeah. 1 year later, when things are working out, they can now be confident enough to say, okay, this is something in extreme cases that we can do. It doesn't mean you can trade your dong in for a bigger one.
Right.
No,
we're not going to get to those cases. Maybe help the heroes.
The truth is, what this shows is that eventually, when we get the when medicine catches up and we can just grow our own parts.
Yeah.
You know, like they take your DNA, they grow you, your own dong somewhere else. However that is going to happen, they can put it on.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing.
Imagine the first boner he got. What an incredible experience that must have been.
I'd be like, keep going. Yes. Oh my God. It's huge.
Yeah. It's incredible.
But dude, just be so excited that it's working. It's working.
What are you doing?
Taking a thousand pictures of it.
So crazy that the idea of that, being able to do it, all that different stuff they got to plug in, man.
Oh my God, doctors.
It is the best time for dong science that there's ever been.
Took 11 different people to do it.
Our best science minds have been working on dick stuff.
Oh, my God.
And in this case, you can get behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
100%. Remember when we talked about this when it happened? I was like, let's hope that happens.
I know.
Yeah, it all works out.
Yeah.
It's good.
And so far, it seems it has. So, good for that guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Tomorrow, the History Channel will give television viewers something new to squirm about. Kings of Pain will feature guys who are willing to let creatures from all over the world bite, sting, and claw them.
I feel so bad for the guy on YouTube that does this.
Right.
Because unless he's one of the guys, he didn't look like one of the guys.
They took his idea.
They basically took what he does. They got two guys to do it to each other, and that's how they changed the premise, and now it's going to be a big TV show.
Oh, man.
I think networks will do this more often. They'll just steal YouTube ideas.
I think so, too.
I think they're doing it already.
Yeah. Not give credit.
That's terrible.
Because, like, that guy
let everything sting him.
Yeah.
For years.
So they're going to let creatures from all over the world bite, sting, and claw them to see how bad it hurts. The first episode features the excruciating bite of the giant Asian centipede and the 16-foot reticulated python.
Yeah, he's like all like, oh, the python.
Yeah, this other guy is just, and these guys are, you know, it's the two good-looking douches.
Right, bros getting stung, bro.
They sting each other, and then they
you left that scorpion on me longer than you needed to, bro.
That's not what bros do, bro.
Come on, you left that thing. It definitely was on me for longer than it needed to be,
you
bro.
No, you're my bro.
And I would never leave the scorpion on you.
That scorpion was on me for longer than it needed to be, bro.
You know, I'm sorry about that, bro. Sometimes mistakes are made, bro.
All right. I'll get out.
We're the kings of pain.
This clip is called Truth Hurts.
No.
Oh, watch. They don't do anything silly.
Oh, no, it's from the History Channel, for God's sakes.
My name is Robert Oliva.
I'm Adam Thorne. And we're on the hunt for the most painful bites and stings in the animal kingdom.
We stole an idea from another guy.
Justin Schmidt established the pain index for what we're going to be continuing.
The wider range of animals we use, the more accurate our pain skill will be.
It's sting time.
When you study pain, the truth hurts.
There's only one thing that'll make me feel better. I'll sting you too.
Kings of Pain, new series premieres Tuesday, November 12th at 10.
What's the guy on YouTube? What's he like? Was he like?
He's awesome.
But what does he look like? Does he?
He could have. He could have had this.
Had a show.
He could have had this show.
But he's not two Australian bros.
No, he's not an Australian bro.
This one here, Brave Wilderness guy.
Is that him? It looks like him. Is it Brave Wilderness? That's him.
That's him, yeah.
It is Brave Wilderness. That's him. So he's done all this stuff. So, you know, 2 years ago, he got stung by the lionfish. You know what I mean? Like
Coyote
look
Peterson.
Look at how many views Coyote. He has on some of those.
Yeah, that's why they stole his stuff.
9.3 million.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones were like 47 million or 27 million.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, he's doing fine, but don't steal his idea and then make it into a TV show. This guy is awesome, but he, like,
he swears.
He swears, I think.
He swears quite a bit. Yeah. Well, he's getting stung by tarantula hawks and centipedes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the bullet ant test. He did He did the bullet ant thing.
I think
didn't he?
Yeah.
The sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And that scorpion thing is, or that centipede is like a nightmare too to get stung by.
Good.
But he's been stung and bitten by anything that has any kind of venom or like, it's not venom, it's the other thing where it's like you get bit. And like, what is in a stinger?
Oh, like, it's venom.
Is it venom, too?
Yeah.
There's something else, like it's...
Oh, it's like a different kind of poison or something?
Yeah.
It hits the nervous system?
Yeah. And so if it has something like that, he'll do it.
So I'll leave the, I don't know, maybe the best or the biggest to last, because I get this emergency text from James.
Yes.
Asking if I'd seen this breaking celebrity news.
Yeah. Oh.
Huge celebrity news. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And I didn't. But
Lisa, you're going to love this.
Okay, good. What is it?
It's Justin Timberlake's penis.
What?
What? Now we got attention.
What?
Now we got her attention. So there's this, a couple of pics have been going around online that apparently show that Justin Timberlake is packing quite the trouser snake.
Wow.
You ready for these?
He's got it all. He can dance, sing.
Jesus Christ.
There's one picture, and then I believe the other one is a zoomed-in picture.
Yeah, it's closer up.
Yep. That's
baby arm.
It is. It is.
Huh. He's handsome. He can sing. He can dance. He can act. He's hung. Like, why does everybody have to have it all? Can't be moving around to everybody else.
Not
you know?
Even fair.
He is like I don't know what that is. If it's a quadruple threat or what? Sing, dance,
act.
That's why he has Jessica Biel.
I guess. Right?
I mean, I did.
Was there a rumor about him before? Like,
no,
he's never been on the radar, has he?
No. I've been a fan of his for years and never heard.
Never heard about his dick before.
No.
Never seen him in those
there's
before.
Always. Sometimes I think Lisa just gravitates without even knowing it.
She just gravitates. She's just drawn to the big dick energy.
Yeah, that's what she is. Yeah. She's just like, I can't explain
it. I can't put my finger on it.
But she, like, Lisa's favorite dudes always end up having huge ones.
Yeah. John Hamm, Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux.
Yeah, all those guys together, you can wrap around the world.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They just must have like a confidence or something.
It's something.
Like that energy.
Thanks a lot, Chuck.
So it's funny, when you look it up,
it's your simulation.
There's stuff about him out there. Patricia Clarkson, or I guess filmed the scene with him, talked about it.
Oh,
this guy's always talking about people's wieners. The film was downright huge. because he they were shooting a scene that he couldn't keep right, anything on. I had the good fortune to get to see him all there because he they were shooting a scene that he couldn't keep
right,
anything
they couldn't
on.
Cover it. Wow.
And they couldn't yes. He is a gorgeous man.
Well, he's gifted below
stuttering
the waist.
Thinking about it.
Oh. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's huge, obviously.
Oh, my God. So this has been out there for a couple of years.
That thing's an elephant trunk.
Well, it was just all hearsay before that photo, right?
I ran into that lady at a hair salon.
You did?
Yeah.
You should have asked her.
To women who only like big dicks go there, or what's the deal?
Size queen salon.
I don't know.
Size queen salon.
Oh, my God. What a terrifying place.
I'll ask for directions at another place.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Like all the decor is just eggplants.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Huge snakes. Huge snakes. An elephant trunk. Not a whole elephant. Just a trunk. Just a trunk is hanging off the wall.
We just did a nod to each other. Yeah.
The brushes they use are all just wieners.
Yeah, exactly. Huge ones.
Huge wieners.
Oh, my God. Well, now we know. All these women find each other and they get their
the
hair
curling iron is a great big donger.
The sink is just Justin Timberlake standing like this.
The water's coming out. Holy cow.
Apparently it's huge and it's backed up there by people who have seen him naked. So there you go. And those pictures that James discovered.
What's incredible, what's incredible about it is that he's a giant star and that really it hasn't been talked about until this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like think about the other one, like John Hamm. That came out right away that his package was
because
huge.
It usually when
it.
It's in pants, you can see it in pants,
right?
And
yeah. But like, and
that's
you can
Justin
see,
Theroux,
and you
we
could
all
well,
knew.
Justin Theroux went for a jog,
he went for a jog, and it almost broke my TV.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's usually the pants that reveal. So this is the first time we've seen JT. Like
but like
that.
To think old about JT. All of his the times he's been in like a dance routine with all of his little boy bands.
He always had baggy pants.
I guess so.
This is the, you know, 90s or whatever. He had the real baggy.
All I'd wear is the sheerest of shorts.
Oh my God, that's just
wispy wind shorts.
Oh my goodness. I'd have a flag on it. They'd have like a yellow, like one of those orange flags, like on your bike when you're a kid. That's what I'd have on all the time. Be like, oh, sorry, the flag sticking out of my shorts.
Oh, I only wear plastic see-through shorts.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.